Welcome to the Seventh Sense podcast.
This is a place to explore, reflect, and share
open conversations for the heart, mind, and soul.
Hello, everyone. My name is Adnan Jerry.
My name is Eugene Yashaga.
And thank you for sticking with us throughout season one of the podcast.
Like, thank you, everyone, especially if you've like commented or you've like given us like positive feedback. Really appreciate that. It's been a blessing, like, just doing this thing.
Yeah, it has been. And also people reaching out to us like individually. Like, we have our own little community, even though they're like 10 people. It's still so exciting.
It's you not expecting it, and then it comes, and like, and people like reaching out saying, I like this. Or when I saw someone's like, we want their top three in their Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's amazing. I mean, someone's actually listening to it. And this is like with bare marketing, you know, just doing what we can. So yeah. I really appreciate like just the fact. I think it's intention.
Yeah, the intention behind it is it's showing. I'm just so excited that we have mics for this episode. Like, I'm so gassed. This is our bonus episode. Chill vibes, us talking. So there's no real like format to how this is going to go. It's like a taking stock, just vibing out sort of episode. So the first thing I wanted to ask you is, at the end of last year, were you like, 2020 is my year? Like, did you have the feeling? Did you have like big goals about like that you had set for this year?
I didn't have a concrete idea of how 2020 was going to go. I just felt like, okay, fine, I'm going to achieve a couple of things. And looking back, I did. And I, when I actually look at it from a grander scale, I achieved the things I want to achieve from this year.
Do you want to talk about any of the things, or is it more personal?
So one thing I'd always wanted was like a MacBook. And I drew that thing, I think, maybe in early 2019. Literally, like, drew it in my notebook, and I'm just like, I want to get this MacBook. And I got it this year. Off the mere fact that I drew it. And I just believed if I draw it, I can actually make it happen. And I knew that was going to be like the start of me being able to create certain things I always wanted to create.
That's dope.
What about you?
So for me, I came into 2020 really wanting to commit to myself in terms of content, because I think content is something I've always done, but with people. It's never been just me. So that's something I really wanted to do this year. And it was one of my big goals, and I was able to do it. But the thing was, towards the beginning of the year, it was so late content-wise, you know, let's go here, shoot, go there, shoot. And then it was like, shoot from home. That was like the only spanner in the works. But yeah, that was one big thing that I feel like I was a goal for 2020 that I sort of achieved, but not in the exact way I had imagined it.
For me, it's like the packaging. The gift inside was literally the same gift you wanted. It's just the packaging that was different.
Yeah.
That's how to sum up my 2020.
So I feel like in 2020, I was also forced to face myself. Mm. And that's been interesting.
Yeah.
Do you relate?
I relate. That for me was something, if you were able to achieve in this year, if you're able actually to sit with yourself and then work through your own things.
And think about your thoughts.
Yeah. Because I've been the one to run away from having to think about certain things, having to confront them.
Escapism isn't as easy. You can. If you really want to go out of your way, you can still do it this year. But this year, it's been harder. It's been more like in your face than before. Because you're not really as busy. Even if you're busy, you're at home, you're in your own space a lot of the time. So your thoughts are just there. You just have to face them. But I think that's a win of 2020, like just the growth, the personal growth.
That's
I think a lot of people have experienced that this year.
And it's more like, if you're able to flip this year to that, like, you know, I took care of myself, I focused more on myself. 2020, or next year, 2021, should be now for real. Every year you can say it's my year, this is a new year, it's going to be my year. You're purposeful about where you're heading, like, in your life. For example, for me, it's more like, okay, so what content do I want to create? And then what more do I want to add into my repertoire of things that I do that I'm comfortable with, that I actually want to achieve? That's one thing 2020 also taught me, was just like, don't compete with anyone. Don't compete. It's just, it's you, end of the day.
I love that, because I remember when we were watching the review of Think Like a Monk, and he was talking about the why ladder. I think that relates to my content so hard, just being like, why am I even doing this?
Yeah.
Because I like this. Why do I like that? Like, the why, so many whys.
It's important, yeah.
Which have made me more sure about what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I feel more grounded in it, more sure of it. It makes sense.
Spiritually, I feel like I haven't really like dived deeper into what I knew I'm trying to achieve. I focus more on my emotions and then my physicality of things.
And mental.
And mental. It's about the balance.
So while we're talking about that, is there one thing that you are struggling with, let's say in 2020, let's actually just say at the beginning of this whole pandemic? that you feel like you've overcome or you've gotten close to overcoming?
My anxiety. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Especially when I started to notice it. It was more like it's crippling. Like I can't think beyond a day. I can't think beyond a couple of hours from now. So it's something I'm learning more as it's only certain things that I can control. The rest, if I can't, you know, it's not up to me to decide how it goes. I think my anxiety is something I've been able to work through. Self-confidence.
Me too. Yeah. I relate to that. Also the need for like people or like my need to people please or fit in with people.
Facts.
I'm so okay with where I am now in terms of the people around me. And it's not even on an angry sort of
yeah.
I hate you, yeah. like fuck off sort of thing. It's just like, why am I putting my energy into that? Like so, I've been so choosy with my energy.
It's a thing I read is if you can't make me feel the comfort I feel being on my own, I'm not going to spend the time now to be around you because I'm more comfortable being on my own. But if you can't reciprocate that energy, if I don't feel the same way, then I spend time on my own.
That's what you've been saying, like curating your friendships, yeah. the people in your life.
Yeah.
That's not something I've been able to do previously, but this year,
yeah.
if anything, I'm so much more sure of the people I want or the types of people I want in my life and what I just will not accept at all. On the flip side of that, what's been your favorite part of 2020?
I want to say that me being able like to be comfortable in my skin and appreciate myself even more, love myself. That's the biggest thing I can actually say I've enjoyed this year is just actually being able to take time and appreciate who Shaga is. That's something I feel like I've enjoyed that, like just doing things that make Shaga happy.
Me too.
It's not always easy because you also have to start thinking about other people, but just being able to put yourself first as a thought in everything you're doing, that's been so key for me.
My favorite part of thing that has come out of this year is my self-care routine and just my routines. Like I've been able to really sit with my routines and build them and reflect on them and then change them. So like how I do self-care or how I can get myself back to being in a neutral, like positive state. Like I'm able to do that more and I'm happy that I've been able to even spot things that are throwing me off and then sort of start to reel myself back in.
Yeah.
I can catch myself and then I can sort of fix it.
Yeah.
Sometimes
we get it confused, like if I can't bounce back or if I'm on this like self-care journey, then I shouldn't have like low days, everything should be working. That's like a misconception I used to have. As long as I'm working on myself, everything should just like pan out. I'm learning to accommodate the Kensho and Satori's in my life. You need this dark points to remind you like where the light is. So I appreciate now the ups and downs way more and I'm able to enjoy them fully.
And what's one thing you've learned while recording season one? I'll start. Editing podcasts takes so much time. It's unbelievable. I don't understand it. It takes longer than editing a video. I can sit and edit a video in one day, in a few hours, and finish it. I do not understand why editing a podcast takes so long. That's something I've learned and I didn't expect. Also, I've learned that talking is so good for your soul. Like, there's so many conversations you have and you just feel so good afterwards. Like, talking it out, so, so good. So therapeutic. Now you can go.
I think I've learned. Yeah, I mean, editing is, it's oddly satisfying also at the same time.
Yeah, because now we have sort of a routine.
System
behind it. How we work.
Yeah.
And even now, I think as we record, we're more mindful.
Yeah.
Because we know, Sissi Tutu to edit. So keep it in line.
I think one thing I've learned, like, doing the podcast is, yeah, one, communication, just being able to like to share is like an underrated like hack to life. Two is the intention behind something is like a secret formula to achieving success with the thing you're doing. So if you really put in a lot of like thought, care into whatever it is that you're creating, it always finds the right people. What TV show would you like to live at?
Why do I want to say Euphoria even though it's so toxic?
I haven't watched Euphoria.
You need to. Oh man, Sex Education. Have you heard Sex Education on Netflix? That I would live in. Ozark though, it's super stressful though. Maybe The Umbrella Academy if I was one of the people with the power. You?
I think The Loop is some sci-fi town where just a lot of things happen that are unexplainable. But science behind everything. I'd live in that one. The thing is called Kiss Me First. It's about like this game where it's virtual reality. So you have a character, an avatar you create, you go and live it. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for sure. If I could go anywhere, like be locked down or like in quarantine somewhere else, where would you have picked like to be?
I wouldn't have picked to be quarantined anywhere else, but I would have picked to go somewhere before quarantine. Like, I would have loved to be locked. I don't mind being quarantined at home with my family, but I would have loved to have traveled before. Actually, I wouldn't mind being quarantined in Lamu. That's a vibe.
I'd go with my family, but not just change the backdrop. So instead of here, the house is, let's be in Lamu for it.
Are you like excited for the holidays? Like, how are you feeling about Christmas this year and New Year's? Like,
so it's low-key, like, I don't want to get too gassed about New Year's because I'm like, 2019, I got gassed about 2020. But it's more like, I made it this year, so I'm excited just to celebrate the fact that I want to be able to look back and be like, you've come far. You've made it this far. And you're going to go way further. Christmas, I don't know, like, Christmas has always been, over the years as I've grown older, it's just been different.
Me too. Same thing for me with Christmas. Like, when I was younger, it was more hype. Now it's like, I'm excited to spend it with family. I'm looking forward to that for sure.
You know, all these holidays, I feel like, cool, it's a holiday. I don't go to work. But there's no intrinsic value in me being like, oh my God, it's Jamhuri Day, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to do my 2021 vision board. Because it's going to be different, because it's actually going to be a physical vision board.
Yeah.
That's something I'm looking forward to over this holiday.
Especially bearing off the fact that when I draw something, it comes. I've seen how far my power can stretch me. So why not just be more intentional about all the things I want to get?
Yeah.
This time I'm actually going to do it for you. I've always said it, oh, vision board this time, for sure.
If you could describe your 2020 in one word, what would the word be?
Growth. You?
Individualism. My individuality this year is clearer than it's ever been.
Nice. And you've been intentional about, you know what I'm saying? It just didn't fall in your lap.
Yeah.
You've put in the work, you know, to actually achieve it. With all these
things. It's been an interesting year.
You work, then you get it. I'm saying growth because I've seen how far I've come.
Me too. Yeah. I would also say growth, but I didn't want to say the same thing.
Even me, I'd say individuality because also there's that. And it's also being able to reclaim parts of yourself that you've lost over time. And then you didn't realize you've lost. So when you sit with yourself, you're able to pick up this like pieces of yourself and then put yourself back together. What are three things you're grateful for in 2020?
I'm grateful for my health now more than ever. I've taken time to take care of my health differently, to make choices that are better for my body in the long run. And I'm grateful that my body is responding to that. I'm grateful for family, because through everything, family is always there. And I've seen that this year in many instances.
I'm grateful for time. And how time can also be manipulated to your advantage. I'm grateful for family also. They're a support system that you also have to take time and curate the boundaries you want to have, but end of the day, they always end up the people who love you the most. And I'm grateful for like patience, because I've been able to be patient with myself, with people. It's an underlying thing that you never really know how it's gonna go when you try and rush everything and then you want things to happen when you want them to happen. Patience has taught me the chip will drop when it drops.
The last thing I think I'm grateful for is me. Like, shout out to me. Getting to know myself in different ways and, like, all over again. Yeah, I'm grateful for my sense of self. Those are the three things for me.
I'm really grateful for the time we also take in, like, just to create this and to put it out. Like, even the struggle is to have, like, when you're migrating from one, like, distribution to
the next.
That's one
God,
thing, like,
guys?
I'm just like...
As in, you just see us on Apple Podcasts, you think we just ended up there. Let me tell you, it was a roller coaster of emotions.
It was a headache, yeah. The fact that no one sees the work that you put in to it, and because you've attached so much like value to it, it's just also just letting it just live. It's one thing I've really come to appreciate, and I just love and appreciate everybody who just listens and takes the time to actually write a comment or just feedback or... Just
say,
yeah, you know, just, I really appreciate everybody who listens and enjoys it. So shout out to you. You know what, scratch that. One extra thing I'm grateful for in 2020 is the community and the people who actually listen to this podcast. And as we close out the year, I just want to like wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. May all the things you wished for in 2020, if you look at them bigger, I'm sure you did achieve them. As you plan for your 2021, I believe you've got this. Like, it's all you. I'm grateful for you. The space we create is a space for the people to live in as we talk. That I'm really appreciative about. And you've also pushed me to look at things a different way, to take care of myself in different ways. So I'm really grateful for you, just being able to do the podcast with you. And as you move into a new year, I just hope we move together, we move healthier, smarter, wiser, happier.
I also just wanted to say thank you to you guys for being with us throughout season one. And as per my brand, I would like to leave you guys with a quote. Your life is happening now. You have to reach for what you love. Keep doing it on all fronts. Reach for what you love with abandon, with hope in your heart, with fragility, without knowing exactly what comes next. Reach and never ever stop reaching. The thing is, everyone's winging it, so you might as well be winging it at something you love and are passionate for. As he said, like, if the intention behind it is really pure and true, and you're moving towards it with gratitude and hope, you'll get there. So keep going, guys. We have made it through a crazy year. I guess it's only up from here.
We'll see you guys, what, in season two? Bum, bum, bum,
bum. That's been season one's bonus episode. Thank you guys so much. Again, my name is Adnan Jerry.
My name is Eugenia Shaga. Yes, bye.
Bye.